Welcome to On the Record. I'm Mick Hassel, and I'm down at the Legal Innovation Zone, where I'm joined by Hirsch Perlis, who's a director. Welcome to the show, Hirsch.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be here.
Could you give our listeners an overview of what the Legal Innovation Zone is all about?
Yeah, so the Legal Innovation Zone at Ryerson University is Canada's first legal incubator, and we're all about building better legal solutions, whether it's system or technology-based innovation for the law. And that's really what we try to create here.
Now, that's very interesting because law and innovation seems to be an oxymoron. How do you bring law and innovation together? And that's what I find so interesting about LIS.
Yeah, so I do think times are changing. Certainly when we first got started, we were sort of born out of the DMZ, which is the Digital Media Zone, which was ranked the number one university business incubator in North America. And we had offices down there, and at the time, about 2 years ago, there were out of the 85 companies, not one was working on a legal solution. So I would say 2 years ago, it sort of was an oxymoron. And now we have 14 companies working out of our space, which is very encouraging, and two more coming in the next 2 weeks. So the main thing that we're focused on is supporting entrepreneurial activity. And as I mentioned, we have 14 different companies here, all working on different ideas from criminal law to family management, small claims court. We have automation and artificial intelligence companies working on contracting and clauses. So it's a very exciting space to be.
Very challenging, I imagine, to be disruptive within the legal industry, but those sorts of projects that you're working on, I mean, those sound fantastic. Have you any comments on the approaches that you're taking to help those companies develop and break into the space?
Yeah, so I'm not sure we would use the word disruptive, because I think the reason we're trying to do this is we want to keep Toronto, Ontario, and Canada being the heart of the legal, hopefully the heart of the legal world, by bringing innovation and making globally Toronto known as a place for legal innovation. And so what I would say is, we're here to support the innovation. Innovation's happening, and so we're hoping to help these companies and work with other legal organizations and law firms. So we have a great partnership with Osler's, with LexisNexis, but what we say is, it's probably better to try and build innovation from here. We have the DMZ, Ryerson resources, than in a law firm or a legal organization. And so over the past year, we've had some great feedback where we've spoken to a lot of people. And I think it's the time where more and more people are realizing that innovation's happening, technology is coming, and now we hear more and more people trying to figure out how they best can use those types of technologies.
Now, the projects you're working on and some of the partners you have here, it's just a tremendous list, and they're all outlined at legalinnovationzone.ca. When it comes time to somebody launching one of their products, it can be very challenging to launch a good service, and it's all about implementation at some point in time. And do you have any comments on how LIS helps support the companies that are launching their services?
Yeah, so the companies come here, and because legal tech is such a new area, what we say is we'll support anyone from ideation to incubation. So some of the companies already have sales, some of them are just starting to work on the ideas. But what we do is we provide them the space to work, but we also provide them with advisors and mentors, people who have already gone through the system, who have either sold successful companies or have expertise in how to sell to different companies, including law firms. And so those are some of the supports that we give them. And I meet with every company monthly to hear what they're working on and what challenges they have and what supports we can bring to them. So it's a very individualized process that we go through with every single company. Depending on what they need, that we try and provide them the best resources possible. But obviously, selling innovative products into law is probably a longer sales cycle than many people would expect.
I'd say so. And so this is just fascinating stuff. And won't it be interesting to look back in time in 5 and 10 years and see how legal innovators who've started out here have flourished? So it's very exciting to see what's ahead for LIS and what it produces.
Yeah, no, we're very excited. I mean, we've only been around for a year, but we think the conversations that we had at the beginning of the year and what we're having now have drastically changed. So we'd like to think we played a small role in that, but you know, there's lots of great people out there who've been working for many, many years. Obviously, Mars has their legal ex as well, which are great guys. And so there's a lot of momentum in Toronto. And when Chris and I have traveled to London, we've been to San Francisco, we're speaking to people from India. Toronto's starting to get a reputation as a really good place for legal innovation. And so we're just very proud to be a part of it.
Well, as a Torontonian, I'm happy to hear that, and that's very exciting. Thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to speaking again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.